Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
This week the parsha is Vayera, one of the really key parshiot in all of Chumash, because it describes for us many events that are seminal and are relevant to us. Firstly, I'm always impressed with the story of the three angels that come to visit Avraham. Avraham doesn't see them as angels. He sees them as Bedouin Arabs, as wanderers in the desert. Other people would even see them as hostile. And three people walk in from the desert. Avraham has the uncanny knack of being able to take, so to speak, Bedouin Arabs, frightening people, and convert them into angels. And he does so by kindness. He does so by example. But Avraham also does so by the fact that he's a man of knowledge and respect, and people are aware who he is. And it's interesting that God would send, so to speak, these three messengers. He could have sent the angel to tell Sarah that she's going to have a baby. He could have, he could have sent them as an angel. Why does he send them this way? And the reason for that is, the rabbis explain, is because they want to teach us the lesson that we can transform people into angels. We can make people better than they are. And also that you don't judge people immediately by their externals. Many a person that looks like an angel is really a devil, and many a person that looks like a threat to us is really an angel. And it's hard to tell the players without a scorecard. It's hard to know who's who. And therefore, to rush to conclusions, to jump at conclusions, how a person dresses, how a person appears, that really is a mistake on our part. I remember in the 1960s, I was a rabbi in Miami Beach then. I may add, a very young rabbi. And then there started the style of men having long hair, which I think existed for about a decade before it waned. Today it's pretty much restricted to football players and baseball players, etc. But basically, you don't see it the way it did. And I remember that I was walking in my rabbinic garb down the street, and there were two young men there who had really long, flowing hair. And I imagine that when I walked by them, I looked askance at them. I gave them a critical look, a bunch of bums. And one of them said to me, he said it out loud, he said, maybe our father Abraham had long hair. And I thought about it, and he could be right. Maybe our father Abraham did have long hair. So to judge someone on the basis of just the external appearance is not a good idea. And therefore, we have this wonderful lesson in the Parsha Vayera that wanderers from the desert turn into angels. And we also see that the angel, when they come to Sdom, can turn into a destructive force. So a lot of it depends upon our perspective, how we view it. Avram is a person that views the world with kindness. He views the world in compassion. He looks for the good. So he sees past the outer garb. And there are people that are short-sighted and only see the outer garb. And therefore, again, errors, even fatal errors, can be made simply by judging on those externals. I thought that that's the idea of Ayera. He appeared. God appears to Avram. Avram sees it from his perspective. Other people wouldn't see it at all. Other people wouldn't even notice it. And so that's part of our lesson, that we should be able to have this type of perspective, to see it in this fashion, and not to be so quick to judgment, because maybe Avram did have long hair after all.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Vayera and the transforming power of perception.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.